Hey everybody, welcome to Love People and Make Money. This is Kelly McCausey. I am your host. This is episode number 81, and I am joined by special guests, my 2021 Stretch Yourself Challenge team leaders. Heading up Team Mighty, I have Jennifer Burke from MightyMarketingMojo.com, and heading up Team Grow, I have Erica Grant from MomsOnTheGrow.com. Hi, Jennifer. Hi, Erica.
Hey, Kelly.
Hello, Kelly.
So let's give both of you a chance to tell my listeners who you are, what you do. So Erica, let's start with you.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you so much for having us on. This is exciting. I'm Erica Grant from Moms on the Grow. I'm a mom, a wife, a daughter, a coach, and a math nerd. But I am excited about helping moms go after what they want. Because a lot of times as moms, we put stuff on the shelf that we don't necessarily do because we're so busy momming. Well, I help moms with systems and accountability to pursue those goals and still be a present mom and wife and daughter and all those other things. And thanks again, Kelly.
Fantastic. Of course, as we start to record this, they've decided to mow the lawn. I don't know if you guys can hear it. Thank God.
No, so good.
It feels so loud right here. I'm glad it's not getting picked up. Jennifer, what do you want people to know about you?
Well, hey, Kelly, thank you for having me on. It has been a long time for me to be on your Love People and Make Money podcast. I'm a proud marketing geek. I've embraced that I love helping busy solopreneurs, coaches, consultants, authors, editors who stumble on marketing technology and connecting the pieces in their online business, like their email services, their landing pages, managing social media. I explore the tools so that you don't have to, and I help you simplify things so that you can just get out there. I love coaching other solopreneurs on how to do it for themselves, how they can go confidently promote their businesses and attract the clients that they love serving. And I'm also a geek about all things sports, wine, photos, grilling. So this natural competition is awesome. And I love being here with my pals, Erica and Kelly.
So the Stretch Yourself Challenge is a content marketing challenge. And in 2021, there are 19 different content marketing challenges outlined in the challenge guide, from write a blog post to demonstrate your expertise, all the way up to run a group coaching program. How many years have you been taking the challenge, Jennifer?
I lost count because it started back, let's see, 3 brand changes ago, and back when you were doing it in the spring in April. So I've 2015-ish might be the first. This is the 7th, the 8th, something around there.
And you, Erica, how many challenges?
Well, I was exposed to it 4 years ago, but I didn't sign up, but I was part of your group and everything was so exciting and I had serious FOMO. And I said, whatever they have in there, I want, and I will never miss this challenge again. So this is my 3rd year after the FOMO of 4 years ago.
Nice. Yeah, the challenge is either going to create FOMO or there's FOMO, ROMO, and JOMO. There's fear of missing out, refusal of missing out, and the joy of missing out.
And we saw a few late people join because they refused to miss out, didn't we?
Yes, yes. And I've heard from friends who wanted me to know that they had JOMO, that they had the joy of missing out this year because they knew what they were doing. They had a plan. They did not want to be distracted. And I might argue, I do argue, that the challenge can complement anything someone has going on. But I really respect when someone just knows, nope, not this year. because if you're going to be in, I want you to be all the way in. And you guys are both always all the way in.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Which is what makes it so fun to have you guys acting as team leaders this year.
Oh, it's exciting for us too. And it's exciting to say that, you know, that was one of the things that I'm so part of the competition and being all in for it that I raised my hand. I asked Kelly if I could lead a team. So.
And I love that. I love it when somebody asks for what they want. And then I was sharing this with the group that's in the challenge. When it comes to opposing team leaders, when I went looking for who's going to lead the other team, there's dozens of people I could choose who love the challenge, but it really takes a particular personality, and it takes a strong friendship, strong respect for one another, yet a willingness to get down and dirty and talk some smack. So
that's me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's us. In fact, it's so funny. We actually have a natural rivalry. Eric and I are on the opposite ends of the same state. So there's been off topic rivalry and smack with our own relative sports teams and the size of the states. And we love it. And we love that, you know, we share that. And you're absolutely right about, you know, mutual respect and friendship. So we can nudge each other that way. And we respect everybody else who's doing the challenge too.
I know last year during the challenge, me and Jennifer just bounced off of each other, even messaging late into the night, just encouraging each other. So I think although we're on opposite teams, I think it's encouraging both of us to stretch more. So I'm excited about it.
Oh, I would agree, Erica. I think that's, yes.
I would not have described myself as a competitive person in my life until it came to being a marketer. And my first real experience with competition was an affiliate marketing competition where I dug in and decided I really, really wanted to do it and I was willing to do anything. But there was an affiliate competition many years ago that Coach Glue was running. And it was clear from the get-go that David Perdue and I were going to be running neck and neck for first place. And we started to just have a blast. We were memeing each other on social media, even though we didn't call it memeing then, but we were, you know, posting pictures, giving each other some guff. And the last day of an affiliate competition, when you're emailing a lot, I'm messaging David, go to sleep. You're tired. It's okay. Take a break. He's just like, I know what you're doing. It's so fun to have healthy competition, knowing that, sure, there's going to be a winner, but there's no loser. Not in an affiliate competition, because you're all earning your commissions no matter what. And not in the Stretch Yourself Challenge, because no matter what, if you're striving to complete challenges and earn points, you are creating relationships and you're creating content.
Absolutely. So, at the end of the day, you'll have all these things done that they don't go away at the end of the challenge. And hopefully the energy and momentum doesn't go away at the end of the challenge. I know it's been like that for me. I know I've seen it, you know, for Erica and for others. It can kickstart so much in terms of content and marketing and confidence and relationships.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that's special. And that, yes, maybe the teams and the points and the challenges has juiced that up a little bit more.
Yeah.
And the prizes.
Mm. Yeah.
I actually remember I won a prize. Kelly had picked like Shining Stars of the Week back in an early challenge. It was like the first time business-wise and being online that I'd won something like that. And I'm like, wait, do you recognize me? I did something. I'm like, ooh, you like that feeling. I'm like, I want more of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. The challenge has changed over the years. You know, it used to just be about whether you finished or not. And then, you know, we introduced the higher bonus prizes for high achievers. We introduced the teams. There's a team prize that everyone's competing for. My puppy is addicted to fetch. So she keeps bringing me her stuffy. Like, come on, throw it again, Mom.
How far can you throw it? We can buy a few more minutes.
I don't mind it if she puts it in my hand. It's when she drops it and then bugs me. Pick it up. I lost my train of thought.
I think as it's grown, I think that's helped. And I love that it has grown and that it's evolved and that you've added things and you've added prizes and, you know, different people get something out of it. I mean, we've seen already how many people are so excited to get the mug and how many people are so excited to get brownies. And now they're trying to figure out how to put the brownies in the mug. And the amount of business owners that get excited over mugs and brownies has been remarkable for me to see that over the years.
I see, like, here's the mug from last year, the I Rise Up. I know you guys listening can't see the picture, but people who choose the mug, when they use the mug, they're reminded that they are a finisher, that they undertook something and took it all the way to the end. And that feeling, no one can take it away from you ever. Whether you chose the mug or whether you remember the brownies with fondness, you know you finished something. You know, when I first introduced the points, it was really fun, but I noticed it didn't really dramatically improve my finisher rate over the year that I didn't have it. And I was so grateful because I went to an event. Lead Pages had an event called Converted. And I attended a mastermind with Bob Jenkins at Lead Pages headquarters. And I met this guy who serves audio engineers who have home studios. He does a home studio challenge. And he just mentioned off the fly that he offered extra credit for people who fell behind. And my jaw dropped on the table. And I said, that's the magic. Because if you have fallen behind, the minute you fall behind, ego goes to work to protect you from that feeling of failure. So you'll just get the thought that, well, I guess it just wasn't that important to me. I'm not going to do it this year. No big deal. And they drop out. But now, because there's extra credit opportunities throughout the challenge, no one ever has to feel like they can't recover. And it dramatically improved my completers rate and it just created more fun.
I think that's a good point, that because challenges are a great way for us to build businesses. They can be 5-day challenges, 3-day challenges, lead generation challenges, these 30-day challenges. But exactly, you see so many other people go, oh, I didn't get it all done. I'm taking time off this weekend. I can't catch up. You see it in real life too. It's like, oh, there it goes, couch to 5K. You know, I twisted an ankle. I ate a pizza this week and they stop. But the notion of both teams and support and the extra credit is you're always still in it.
Yeah.
And finishing is so important versus, and that accomplishment you feel versus just the points. I say this and I want the points.
Yeah. So it's a content marketing challenge. What challenge are you undertaking right now, Erica?
I'm most excited about the Facebook Live series. I've been so intimidated by live video, and I do well on video, on pre-recorded video, and I think I'd be fine on live video. I did actually was a guest in Jennifer's group last year during the challenge. And I was fine. It was exciting. It was fun, but I still didn't do it for myself. This time I started on September 1st. I told everybody on my team, and now I'm telling everybody who's listening to your podcast, that I am doing a Facebook Live series, and it's going to be done, and I'm excited about it.
And I'm excited to watch you and for you to do it, because it was so much fun having you as a guest. And at the end, you're like, oh, that wasn't painful at all. That was fun. I'm like, yes. And I think that's really exciting. I can't wait to see Erica's Facebook Live series.
Yeah, I'm really pumped about it. Really pumped. Yeah. And then after we had a coaching call last night with Stretch Yourself Challenge, I got off and I was just even more pumped about the Facebook Live series. So
last year you hosted a summit.
Yes.
As one of your challenges, you planned out a whole summit. Will you do that again?
The answer was no until yesterday. And then I thought maybe I could do a pop-up one-day Facebook Live summit at the end of the Facebook Live series, because I heard somebody on the other team suggest that. I was like, oh, and then I wrote it on a post-it, which is so funny because Jennifer's the one that says, don't use post. Oh, you can't see, it's blurred, but it says pop-up one-day summit. So
I'm see, this thinking is the, this about is this natural thing between the two of us. So yeah, completely at work.
Awesome. Jennifer, what challenges are you undertaking right now?
One of the things I learned after, like, you know, pushing myself almost to the breaking point through multiple years of Stretch Yourself challenges is to be more intentional and stack them so that they each amplify and boost something. Yeah. So knowing if the big stretch is that I'm going to host a live workshop, and it's either starting the last week of September or it's going to be in October. And that live coaching workshop, that, okay, what are the other challenges that help me prepare, promote, boost that? So Facebook Lives, to do a series of that as promos. And yes, to up it up another step, I want to have guests. And now I'm thinking maybe I'm even going to do more than five. And yes, the idea I got in my head, because I was like Erica, I'm like, Erica did a massive job with her summit. And we each said, no, we're not tackling summits this year. We can stretch ourselves in January about that. And then the bug got in my head. I'm like, what if you just did it live on Facebook and just had four people all in one day? I'm like, oh, now there's that competitiveness. The first one that I'm working on right now is a collaborative blog post. The ideas in my head, I've wanted to do it for a year since last challenge. And I'm reaching out and collecting more stories so that other solopreneur business owners can talk about how they've used email marketing in their business, what they've seen success in their business from using email marketing, share their top tip. And I'm looking forward to that because that's a natural progression to talking about the workshop, to talking about the Facebook Lives, to talking about potentially doing an easy yes, or AKA a tripwire offer.
Yeah.
And to not get ahead of myself.
There's, with 19 different challenges available in the guide, there's something for everyone. And so those of you who are listening to this episode, if you listen to it lickety split, like hot damn today, you could still jump in and participate with us, because I think anybody who signs up, I think I'm going to close down live registration at midnight on Sunday. We've only got started on Wednesday, so anybody can catch up and be a finisher if they sign up this early. But if you miss that opportunity, you will be able to pick up a self-study version where you get access to the guide, and you'll be able to take a look at these challenges. And what I recommend is that you just take a look at your offer funnel and ask yourself, where's my offer funnel weak, and which one of these challenges would be perfect to patch up that area of weakness, whether it's some free content, opt-in content, or paid content. There's something to stretch yourself with. I'm doing challenges this year. I haven't done that in a while. No. Participated in my own challenges, but I'm doing a webinar. That's challenge number 5. And I'm participating in a bundle sale or giveaway. That's challenge 15. I will do challenge 18, offer an open phones day. I know those for sure. And I've also, I want to do a content refresh, but while I might start it, I might not finish it because I need a complete checkup from the neck up on my blog. And that's going to take more than the time I have available in September.
I love also, and I know several other people within the challenge and those who are new to it have expressed so much excitement when they get either the electronic version of the guide with all of the challenges and you've added to them over the years. I mean, I have copies of the other ones, and it's cool to see which ones have come in, what's changed as content marketing evolves, your guide and your challenge evolves. But so many of them have talking about it as their business blueprint, the business Bible, because it's not just here's the list of challenges, here's the steps to do it. Here's how to get started. Here's how to think about it. Here's how to plan out and keep it simple. Hello, what if it was easy? Our favorite mantra with Kelly. And that so many, I love hearing that they've gone back and looked at it again in January. They look at it again in July and they're like, okay, I have the steps here from the challenge. I know what to do to go do that webinar, to go do the open phones or the Facebook Live series, and how valuable that is to have that laid out for you.
Yeah,
the step-by-step in the guide are amazing. And there's all even check boxes. Do this, here's the reason, this is how you do it. When you're done, check it off, next step. So it's step-by-step on how to do whatever challenge you choose.
It's great that, so the Facebook Lives that intimidated both Erica and myself back in 2018, I think was when Kelly first put that challenge in. And I'm like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get over my fears of being in front of the camera, not behind the camera. I'm going to do it. Yeah, I didn't do it. I totally chickened out. I did lots of the content and I pushed myself. I didn't do that. And a group of us got together and we're like, no, we're going to hold our feet to the fire. It's going to happen. It's like January, February. We all went back to our guides and said, we know how to do this. We just need to support each other to go and to do it.
Yeah. This is a call to stretch yourself in the area of content marketing, but that doesn't mean you can't let it be easy. Speaking of letting it be easy, I used to run the challenge and present and teach the challenges again and again. And that meant, you know, you had to watch videos to be able to catch everything, and it wasn't easy to refer back to, and I was working too hard. So there came a year where I said, my sister was going to Hawaii to visit her son and asked me to come out and house it. And I decided I was going to take the 2 weeks at her house and go completely dark on social media and write my challenges. And I poured, you know, like 15,000 words out on the page and got as many challenges possible written into the guide. And then as I've added new challenges, I've written them. Some people open this up and think, oh my God, how long did this take you? I'm like, 12 years. You know, it represents, you know, 12 years of challenges. But a lot of it now at this point, it's easy because it's all done. And I just have to review and tweak and change and add to and remove from, and I let it be easy. This, you know, we talked about this in the coaching session last night. We can let some of these challenges be easy. We don't have to work hard. We don't have to look smart and be impressive. We can literally just be ourselves. And that is going to be exactly what someone else needs. And that's what we want. We want our content. I want my content to represent me. So even though my brand used to be Solo Smarts, like I still never got too tied up in having to need everyone to think I'm smart. if I need everyone to think I'm smart, I'm screwed, because not everyone will.
I think that's been a really great thing for you to model for us. And I know that that's helped me in my content to be more me, however imperfect, messy, sweary, funny, gift, meme loving me that is. And it's like, I'm excited to see and embrace and nudge Erica for her Facebook Lives. Just go be you, go be Erica, you know, don't try to be somebody else. Don't try to have the polished YouTube studio. Don't try to feel like you have to have, you know, the most amazing lights and all this other setup. And, you know, it's like, just go be you. That's what your audience wants. And there's so much, I think, that we let get in the way of us just going out and being you. And maybe it's challenges like this where we're like, all right, we can't back out. We got 30 days. We got to go get this stuff done. You can't let those mindset blocks stop you from producing the content that your community wants.
Yeah. When, as content creators, as community builders, we're setting a tone. And the tone I set these days is exceedingly casual, passionate. It is not professional. Like whenever anybody uses the P word on me, I just let it roll off because it doesn't fit me. It doesn't, that's not my goal, to be professional. I want to be honest. I want to be ethical. I want to deliver what I promise, but I don't want to be professional. I don't even know what that means for me anymore. I'm just me. I just show up me. I'm so damn grateful at how much stuff I just don't worry about anymore. It was Diane who said it this week. I wish I'd met you sooner. Like, that makes my heart sing. I used to actually have a Facebook header that says, you're going to wish you'd met me sooner. Mm-hmm. Because I know that when I just show up my authentic self, when I embrace the casual approach, And I give up perfectionism and just let my own freak flag fly, then that gives everyone else permission to do the same. And in our world where so many coaches are portrait perfect, camera ready, and they've spent a fortune on a video studio, like, they're awesome, they're teaching awesome things, but they take a stand for a level of production quality that intimidates the hell out of most people. And I hate to think about the number of people that aren't sharing their expertise because they think it has to be have that same production level. I don't want to say excellence, because it's not about excellence. I'm freaking excellent. I just don't have high production value, and nobody gives a shit.
Absolutely. And that's just it. The P word is professional has gotten coined and tied into like perfect. And it's like, you need to divorce those two things. It's like, because it is, we all know we have various people in our communities who need to hear messages from us and not Mr. and Mrs. Perfect. And like, I ranted about this in a video this week. I'm like, you know, they have teams behind them. It's like, why are you all trying to copy your marketing versus somebody who's got a team? Coca-Cola, who's got a budget. It's like, and did you know they all started imperfect and messy too? We just didn't get to see that part when they were small. It's like, we all started somewhere and you're trying to copy somebody who's 14 steps ahead of you. It's like, take the parts from them that work, but be you. Yep. Figure out what's going to work for you so that you keep getting out there.
Yeah.
There's a saying that I really like a lot about, you're comparing somebody's highlight reel to your real life. I mean, look at what they've cut out, what's on the ground that they cut up, you know, the metaphorical ground. So just be who you are and stop looking at other people's highlight reels, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I have to admit, I smirked a little when a ultra high production value expert who has a professional video team, who has a professional video studio, everything published on YouTube has high production value. And then she goes on Instagram and posts one casual picture of herself without makeup and says, "You don't have to be all put together all the time to be successful." And it's like, oh yeah, your one little snapshot of you having coffee completely makes me comfortable now.
Oh, and there's filters on that coffee, and the coffee was perfect. It's like, do you know how much time she spent looking not perfect? I mean, you know, come on. We all know those people.
Yep. All right. So now I've gone where I don't want to go, which is to be being snarky and negative about somebody else.
No, we're cheerleaders. We're going to lift up our teams, right?
Yeah.
Erica, do you have your pom-poms ready today? I don't have my pom-poms.
I actually do. I finally brought them in.
Erica and I literally are so into this. Yeah,
haven't unwrapped
I know
them
she
yet.
Has pom-poms, and I don't have mine with me, but we literally both, that's how much we're into cheering our teams in the Stretch Yourself Challenge. Not only have pom-poms, I believe we each have team color pom-poms, don't we?
Absolutely. Nice. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So, hey, listeners, we've been talking about the Stretch Yourself Challenge. Of course, I hope you decide to join us, whether it's live or via the self-study. We do it every year in September. I don't have any plans to stop doing it. In fact, you guys want to hear something that I've been thinking about?
I'm both excited and scared, right, Erica?
I do not want to do the content marketing challenge twice a year, but I have a little wiggle of a giggle in my heart to perhaps do a Stretch Yourself personal growth challenge where it's not about content marketing. It's all about mindset and personal development.
Oh, this is like there was an extra, there's been an extra credit in one of the years or more where we had to go out and do something
you'd never done before,
personally challenging the stretchiness. I'm thinking like, you know, Tisha at the top of the Ferris wheel. I did that once, that's not again. So that's an interesting like expansion on that idea to get us to,
Yeah, I just have this, like I said, this wiggle of a giggle of creating something. It's still the Stretch Yourself Challenge. It's just a personal version versus a business version. And so my mind is slowly putting the pieces together of what kind of challenges would I issue. Things that you can do in a period of time and be complete with that will have stretched you personally. What do you think?
I absolutely love that. You mean I am a fanatic about personal growth anyway. So a challenge for personal growth is right up my alley. Because I think sometimes, I come from the angle of a mom. We forget about our growth, our own personal growth, but we, you know, want to make sure our children, our husbands, our family get all these different activities or different experiences. But this would make us focus on ourselves, make sure we get the experiences that we need. So I absolutely love it. I'm looking forward to it already. So your wiggle the giggle needs to become a reality. Okay.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm over here going, I don't know. I'm gonna need Erica and the rest of my team leaders to nudge me. But what Erica said is true. We'd often put ourselves, moms or not moms, you know, on her metaphorical, you know, shelf. And we talk about self-care and we talk about growth and classes. And how many times have I put that on my goals for the year? Go, oh, well, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to take a painting class. I'm going to go work on my photography. And how many times do I not do any of those things?
So
figuring out a way for that to fit within, you know, the challenge parameters, then I could be in and not be nearly as intimidated, where the opposite of, you know, Erica is like, we are ready to go right now.
Yeah. It would have the same feel in that there would be challenges that are that have low intimidation factor and challenges that have high intimidation factor. And everyone gets to choose, you know, here's my stretch. And yeah, like if we, there's a cool idea from radical leadership called the edge of possibility. And, you know, we look at our comfort zone, and then there's the stretch zone that surrounds it. And then there's a panic zone beyond that. So when we step out of our comfort zone into our stretch zone, we're uncomfortable. Ego would really like us to go back home. You know, we're sweating, we're nervous, but we're doing it. When, like, if you were to ask me to jump out of an airplane tomorrow, that would be straight into my panic zone. If I'm in my panic zone, ego is working so hard. Ego would literally make my body sick to keep me from doing that scary shit. And so there's a line between your stretch zone and your panic zone. And that's the edge of possibility. That's where, ooh, this stretches me a lot, but I'm not panicked yet. And that's where we want to be. But it's okay when you don't choose to go that far. It's okay when you choose to take one or two steps out of your comfort zone. But inevitably, we feel that call out there to the edge of possibility.
Well, I think you've showed us that, and Eric and I talking about this in the last year, you've expanded the stretch. And it's like where comfort is and where stretch is changes and it grows. So now it's going to take a few more steps to get us to being, I'm stretching. And maybe then we're a few more steps toward that edge of possibility. It's, which is why, you know, Erica can look at the Facebook Lives and go, I'm going to stretch, but I can see it now. I can see that possibility. Mm-hmm. You asked a year ago. It's like, no, 2 years ago, were you going to do a summit? No.
No. Yeah, absolutely not.
I'm going to keep stewing it over. My process is I get the idea. I write it down. I put it into Trello, into maybe someday. And then as thoughts continue to bubble, I'll just go jot them down. And then when it's clear, then I'll look at the calendar and decide, when do I want to do this? Thank you guys for coming on the podcast. Just reminding everybody, Erica Grant is from momonthegrow.com and momsonthegrow.com. Jennifer Burke is from mightymarketingmojo.com. I'll have their links in the show notes.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Erica.
Let's get a final thought from each of you. Like, maybe you want to speak to your teammates to close it up. What do you want to say to your teammates right now?
I'll go. It's funny when you said that, I was like, hey, Jennifer, go first. And then when you said that, I was like, okay, I'll go. I am so excited to lead Team Grow and to see the growth, because when you stretch, you grow. And if you're not growing, you're dying. So I'm just excited to watch the team members of Team Grow. No, all the Stretch Yourself Challengers finish and stretch and see, like on September 30th or October 1st, I didn't know I could do this on August 31st, and look at what I accomplished by stretching myself. So I'm excited about Team Grow, Team Mighty, Team Finishers, and thank you, Kelly, for the opportunity. It's exciting.
Oh, and I got to follow Erica after that. Natural cheer there. I want to tell Team Mighty that so much is possible, that I didn't start off as team leader, and I didn't start off as, I'm going to do all these challenges. Woo, woo, woo. I started off being intimidated and looking at the list and picking one thing and wanting to just finish. And I can absolutely, without a doubt, say that so much of both my business growth and my personal growth over those last 7 years comes from the challenge, from pushing myself, but from supporting others, from being in community. That some of my best business friends of the last decade have come from this group and this challenge. And that I wouldn't be where I was. I wouldn't be, you know, and the opportunity to bring new people in, to support them, to show them what's possible in themselves and others, to help them make those connections, makes this a really special opportunity, and even more special to be leading Team Mighty, to be cheering on Team Grow so that we are all Team Finisher. And yes, Team Mighty's going to win. No, because we're going to, you know, throw those points in.
You have every right to be wrong.
Good job. Good job. A little smack talk just to wrap up our episode. Thank you so much, guys and listeners. Come on back to the website, lovepeoplemakemoney.com. Look for episode number 81 to get links to Jennifer and Erica's websites and to the challenge. And if you have any questions, do not hesitate to shout out at me. Okay. Bye now.